Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Hey Mark, where can we find you in 2023?
Well, that's a good question. You take the antifreeze I-5 highway over to the hubcap circle, byway, turn right on the stinky exit, keep heading south on the rear end road until you come to the hood in the middle of the road, then turn right until you see the leaking radiator, then head north, look for the driver's door, that will be open, and drive in, stop when you hit the barrel. You've now found the grease gun right here behind the silver microphone, the loose nut behind the silver white microphone. Welcome to 2023. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm your host. We're sitting right here in the, behind the silver microphone. I'm glad I could get you some GPS there. Oh, get you right into the studio with me. Thanks for riding shotgun. This year on Auto World, we're not only going to have trivia, Auto World tips, Auto World facts, of course, fresh and new stories on concept cars, but we're also going to take your emails, your phone calls. That's priority number one, your phone calls, your emails. And the phone number is, as always, since 1992, 855-660-4261. Since 1992, 855-660-4261. And email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I want to salute and give all of you a hand. Thank you for all the emails this last year and the years past that and way back when for keeping in touch with us here at Auto World. I'm proud to be behind the silver microphone. It's been silver all my life. Been in radio for, well, almost as long as I've been repairing cars. Been repairing cars now 46 plus years. Yeah, see, another year just went bye-bye. ASC, Certified Master Technician, that means I've been around the block. I've got, I've had dirty fingernails with grease. Transmission oil on me, engine oil on me. Who cares? It's just dirty under the hood, isn't it? Well, not anymore. See, that's the whole thing. I hope you do know a young male or female. Please tell them to get into this industry. Please, we need them. We need them. My generation, we're getting older. We need new automotive technicians. That's right. They're not really getting their hands dirty anymore, folks. I'm just like me. We're plugging in with scan tools. We're trying to read fault codes, as you know, with the engine light on, the ABS light on, the SRS light on. What's that? It's the airbags in your car. They are electronically controlled. You could have that light on right now. You could have an ABS, anti-lock brake system light on. You could have an engine light on. Oh, by the way, do you know that you have an automatic transmission in your vehicle? Yes, you're nodding your head. Yes, I do know that, Mark. Do you not know, though, that this is that transmission that's underneath the floorboard where you're sitting right now in your driver's seat where you're listening to us at Auto World? Oh, you're sitting at home. Good, good. Anyway, there's no transmission in your living room, is there? No. This is Auto World. This is not a home improvement show. That transmission's to the right of you if you're in the driver's seat on the left side, and if you're in the passenger seat, it's to your left side underneath the car. There's no light on the transmission to tell us or you if there's a problem. But guess what? Good news. When we do go into your OBD2 port on your car, we plug our scan tool in, we can get the codes, fault codes, out of your transmission through that port. You got to have a, well, I've always called it the big boy or the big girl scanner. I mean, the one that costs some money, that's got some money. You got to put money out to get, you know, you get what you pay for. So when you're buying the $45 or $50 scanner, which is good to figure out if the IM monitors are are ready or not. Like our last hour, talking with Jay, he didn't have ready monitors ready, and you can buy your cheap scanners to find out if the IM monitors are okay, folks. But when it gets right down to finding out if the transmission is working correctly, you need to spend the money. Now, I wouldn't recommend it unless you're going to fix it yourself. Yeah, sometimes we want a second opinion. Yeah, that's good, and I do recommend that. That means you go into the transmission shop because your transmission's not shifting right this last year coming into the new year, and you're saying, uh-oh, what's wrong? Well, the first thing they're going to do is plug in and scan it and find out which solenoid on which gear isn't working correctly. That's right, they're electronically controlled solenoids that open up gates to let the fluid come through to make the transmission shift correctly. All electronically controlled. So with that, let's get on with Auto World, huh? I'm here for helping you. As always, you're the star of the show. The number is 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Don't forget, Facebook, message me. Message me through Facebook. The address is my name, Mark Evans. We're full on friends. Darn it, they only let us have so many. We're up to 5,000. But you can still please do. Instagram us at Auto World Media and Facebook message me. We can keep in tune with you and keep your car in tune also. Podcast. And go back to figure out what I just said. You can. Please do. Go back for many years and listen to Auto World. Every hour is different. So you're going to have different emails, different facts, different news, different trivia every single hour period. It's been like that since 1992. We do that purposely because it's a fun show. We want to basically teach you something. Maybe we want you to learn something. We want to learn from you. I want to hear from you. I'm on LinkedIn, Mark Evans. Again, podcast. Just Google Auto World Mark Evans. There you have it. There we are. Now, with that, we got a winter tip for you. I've been sharing those with you. These winter driving mistakes we've been doing. One of them is very, very big, and we're going to talk about that right away. Also, we've got something here that they're jacking up the price. Yep, so stay tuned for that this third hour. They did it. This company sales of $15 million. Why do we care about that? You're thinking, Mark, really? So big deal, they sold $15 million. Well, guess what? If they did, that might be a good product because people are buying it. Maybe we all might want to get on that train and buy their product too. So stay tuned for that. And, of course, at the end of this hour, a word with Mark. So let's find out. Let's do a trivia question real quick. In which year did Honda reveal Accord's first V6? In which year did Honda reveal Accord's first V6 engine? 855-660-4261, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And here's your tip. Let's do it. You know, winter's tough, and this is a very serious thing when it comes down to driving and safety. Here's another tip. I had five of them. We're going down the line here. We've only got a couple left. Folks, don't leave the extra snow on your vehicle anywhere. I know a lot of you there are listening to us in the warm climates in California and Texas, Florida, you know, et cetera, Scottsdale and Phoenix. I know, but you might be traveling. You might go somewhere in your life and when you're going skiing and stuff. Don't leave snow on your car. Extra snow on your windshield is one thing, of course, but you can't see out. And here in some states, driving around with a vehicle covered with a dense layer of snow, It's dangerous. A lot of you, one little Auto World tip, before we get back here to Jessica's Law. The grill vents outside on your car underneath the windshield is where the heater and defrost suck in air. Get the snow off of there so the air can come in so you can get good defrost. Get the fog off your windshield on the inside and on the outside. Okay? Now, there's a state law in New Hampshire. It's called Jessica's Law. Is a snow removal law named after Jessica Smith, who was killed in a multiple vehicle accident caused by falling ice from another driver's car. Snow, ice. It was established in 2001. First time offenders received a $250 fine. The second offense carries a fine of up to $1,000. The third, say goodbye to your driver's license. Get the snow and ice off your car. We're going to take a short break. Don't eat all that pumpkin pie. I'm going to come over and help you. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is a yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at.
So honey, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, sitting behind the silver microphone as since 1992. Good to have you here. Auto World, the official ASE certified high octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome plated, pearl painted, tire burning, nitrous smelling radio podcast, internet, TV, talk show. And I'm glad to say that. Proud to have you here. No masks needed. Please put your safety glasses on. Prepare for takeoff. Oh, might throw a breath mint in if you would. I had to. Because the microphone temperature is getting pretty hot. You put the breath mint in there, it cools it right down. Trivia question for us. In which year did Honda reveal Accord's first V6 engine? 855-660-4261. Okay, what are they doing? Well, demand is so high, they can't even fill the orders anymore. They're trying to figure it out. Who is it? Why is it? Well, little trivia question here for you right off the bat with this brand. In 1995, for the first time in its history, Ford trucks, sport utility vehicles, and minivans outsell all their cars. That happened back in 1995. Well, it's happening again. Ford continues to struggle, folks, to meet backlog Maverick orders. That's that mid-size Ford four-door pickup truck. Yep. They've had an abundance of orders come in. The Ford Maverick, of course, if you haven't had a chance, go check it out at your Ford dealerships, the Ford Maverick. Again, it's a mid-sized truck that has been, well, both blessed with a really good curse for Ford because they can't keep up. They also, the automaker, they have a Maverick Truck Club forum. Go in there. Get in there and see what everybody's talking about with this Maverick Truck Club forum. See if it's good or bad. See what people are talking about. Well, the action's pretty good. I mean, the demand is pretty high. The second action from Ford asked dealers is to remind the customers that actually put an order in, slow up, sit back, relax. They'll get them filled. They'll get them built. They'll fill your order. That's the main key here. Now, This Ford Maverick. Why do you want it so much? Why is the demand so high and Ford can't keep up? Because they found that, in fact, it's the size that we're all looking for, a mid-size four-door pickup truck. They're stating that, Ford states that, after their surveys, the big monster trucks are kind of slowing up in sales, and we're not wanting to drive them anymore. Duh. Is the gas prices high or what? How about diesel prices? Can the Ford Maverick do the same thing as a big diesel truck? No. But a lot of us want a truck. Trucks have turned into the best sellers, period. If you can get a mid-sized vehicle like a Ford Maverick four-door that has a pickup box in the back that can haul your New Year's resolution. And you know what that is, don't you? You say you're not heading to the gym, you're going to go ahead and go over there and buy that equipment and bring it home in your Ford Maverick, huh? Why not? Well, we want a smaller type of truck. That's what Ford's found out. The Ford Maverick is literally their backlog. They can't get the orders filled, but they promise they will. They're doing it to the point of no return, period. They're working on it hard and fast. And that's a good thing because Ford, USA made. Let's give them a hand.
Yeah, yeah.
And besides that, the Maverick, wasn't that the movie that was rated that won and beat all the other movies out in 2022 called Maverick? Huh. I'm wondering if they have a license agreement with that name. Ford, do you have a license agreement with the name Maverick? They must have something because they named a truck that they can't keep up, you know, the orders on them. Okay, so with that, how about that Chevrolet and that GMC? What brand is that to compete with the Ford Maverick? Do you have one? Love to hear it. Do you like it? Love to hear from you at 855-660-4261. Email us at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now it's time to go into the email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer, he takes care of your emails. He's in the house. Thanks, Eddie, for being here. Happy New Year to you, and we're going to have some fun this year, aren't we? He says yes, yes. He's nodding his head yes, yes. How many emails you got in that bag right now, you think? He doesn't want to tell me. Quite a few. Let's get in there and get one. Oh, oh, there's one. Maybe we've got to figure out a different system, Eddie, the engine emailer here, so I don't crumple up all the emails. What, you're going to iron them out? Okay, good, good. Got to see his iron, folks. Okay, the emails. In the email bag, I got one here from Todd. Awesome, Todd. Appreciate it. Now, email-wise, folks, email me, please, please. I ask you to deliver and keep them coming in. Thank you. I do appreciate that at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and we can get in touch with through email. And again, I'm going to shout out to myself and let you know that consulting, ASE certified master technician, and quite a few of your even sell tires, install tires, been over 45 years of these manufacturers, the car companies, even right down to the parts stores, send me to seminars to the point that the parts stores sell you and I the parts, and I need to understand those parts, don't I? You aren't in this type of work. I am. That means I need to know why and how come their brand, maybe Monroe, they're saying they're better than Gabriel's. That's just the shock word. It gets right down, is Bendix brakes better than, another brand of brakes? Well, they send me to seminars and tell me and show me and find out which is best. Again, back to the endorsement of brands. So I can help you. There are so many things when you come right down to, let's say, fuel cleaners. You go into a parts store, you know that. The whole line, all these Lucas and Wins and Bardol and all these brands on the shelf. You need to know which one's the best. So stay in touch with me. I will consult with you through email. If you have problems with your automotive repair shop, your tire shop, your windshield shop, your detail shop, your transmission shop, your brake shop, whatever shop it is, and you want me to talk to them and consult with for you, consult to them and talk to them, because I understand the mechanic Largan jargon, I will do that for you at no cost. I just want to shout that out to you. So, and I deliver that to you, I ask, and you folks deliver, and I've talked to, and I'm going to keep that up in 2023 and the years in our future here. You can never make me too busy, can you? Try it. Go for it. Let's get to this email from Todd. Okay, this email starts off with, oops, I wanted to share my story. Oh, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back. We've got a story, and it is pretty lengthy, from Todd down in Nevada. Awesome. We'll be right back with Todd's email and more of your emails right here at the Auto World Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The suspect in the University of Idaho murders will reportedly not fight extradition.
Brian Koberger could be back in Idaho as soon as next week following an extradition hearing scheduled for Tuesday. His attorney says the Washington State University grad student will most likely waive his right to extradition. The 28-year-old is suspected of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death in November. Koberger was arrested Friday in his home state of Pennsylvania. The attorney says his client is confident he'll be exonerated. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Northern California getting shaken up on the first day of 2023 by a 5.4 magnitude earthquake in Humboldt County. So far, there are no reports of injuries or damage from Sunday's earthquake. Pope Francis is marking the beginning of the new year just one day after the death of his predecessor, former Pope Benedict XVI. The Pope urged the faithful to use the new year to share God's love with everyone. Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Welcome back to Auto World in the Auto World Plaza. We are in the Greasy Garage Studio. You know, it actually does smell like a little bit of grease in here, and that's who I am. I've been in the automotive garage for 45, 46 plus years, and some days it smells like when you go into the dentist office or the doctor's office and you got that smell. You kind of expect it, don't you? So it would be really, I should go to my dentist and figure out how to bottle up his air to put it in my shop. That way it would really throw you off when you came in for a repair, huh? Okay, let's get to Todd. Help Todd down there in Ely, Nevada. He says here in his email, oops, I wanted to share my story with everyone so they would not do what I did. I decided to save some money, Mark, by doing my own brakes. Oops, I saved nothing and it cost me at least a month's wage. Put the car up on the jack stands, installed the new rotors on the front and new pads. Of course, I purchased the tool to crank the caliper pistons in so the new pads would fit. Didn't bleed the brakes. Didn't bleed the brakes. My car back down on the ground after not bleeding the brakes, went and cleaned my hands in the house, came back out, started my car up, put it in reverse out of the driveway. I went right into the parked car, my neighbor's, boom, that was sitting in the street. Of course, I hit the brake pedal, Mark, many times, but no brakes until roughly the fourth pump. Too late. Already hit my neighbor's car. That's my lesson. Pump the brakes before putting the car in gear. Mark, thanks for sharing my mistake. Hope it helps everyone else that's thinking about doing their own brakes. Todd, here in Ely, Nevada, listening on KELY. Todd, I am sorry. I'm sorry that happened. Thank you for sharing the story, and I do. Hopefully you nobody got hurt, and that we can get your car fixed. And again, let's do a shout out to our great Auto World affiliate down in Ely, Nevada. Without them, we would not have Todd telling us his story to help everybody else that's listening coast to coast here from Auto World. There's our shout out horn. The battery's brand new this year. Oh yeah, it's not a Sears Diehard. They don't make them anymore. It's an Ultima. Red-topped Optima, they'll last forever. Shout-out to KELY, AM 1230, and FM 98.5, Ely, McGill, everybody in that area. Thanks for tuning in. I know there's a mine down there in that area that buys a lot of Pennzoil. I know the rep that sells it. Used to. He's retired now. Good to have all you folks along for all 3 hours of Auto World. Todd, thank you again. You're right. Absolutely. You, whenever Todd does his own brakes, or you do your own brakes, or I do the brakes, doesn't matter who does the brakes. Todd, I'm glad you did buy the tool to crank in the caliper piston, because as you push on the brake pedal, the pads wear out because they're grinding literally on the brake rotor, causing the pistons to come out farther and farther and farther. Now, when you go to get the real thick disc brake pads put back in the caliper, you have to, like Todd says here, you have to crank the piston back in for them to fit back into the rotors. But, Todd, as you stated, you have to start the car up, pump the brake pedal to get those brake pads and the piston pushed hard up against the rotor again until you put it in reverse or into drive and drive away. So, again, Todd, I hope you're okay. Absolutely. Sorry that you and your neighbor got together by accident there. But I appreciate you sharing your story. And it tells us a lot about sometimes, as I always say, as the new year comes along, by no means do I hardly know anything. I want to learn from you. I want to learn more. I don't want to learn from mistakes, but yes, if you don't challenge yourself to get out there and do more things, you end up not learning things. So, but in the automotive world, doing your own brakes causes problems and grief, and people can get hurt. So again, sometimes it's just better to do your own repairs. No, better to have the shops that are certified, that have the badge, have the certification. They've been there, they've done that, but really, truthfully, too, the warranty. See, the other day I had a customer, for example. I buy parts as a commercial shop. I have to carry on a warranty, see? So it costs the customer, my customer at this point with the battery, the cost up front to put the battery in. But that he was covered with a great warranty. He didn't have to deal with taking the battery out again and getting another new one if the battery failed. The battery was a 5-year battery. It failed in the 4th year. He called me. He's not mad. He just says, my truck won't start. Can you do something for me on the battery? I looked it up. See, this is what you buy when you have a shop do that. I look it up, and yes, it was covered. I did it for free the second time. No cost. And when you're dealing with brakes like Todd, you want to make sure that you can stop and you don't hit a child, yourself, your neighbor's car, or anything else. So it's basically better to have a shop do your work because of that reason. Here on Auto World, that's why you're tuning in. That's why I'm sitting behind the silver microphone in order to help you save money and put money back in your pocket. That's what it's all about. Auto World Financial Show right here, right now. Okay, they did it. Tune in right now, because turn the radio up, folks. Turn your device up, because there's a reason for buying this brand. Well, Hyundai Motor America achieves 15 million vehicle sales. That's right. Milestone. for Hyundai. If they're selling that Mini and you don't own one, well, there you go. Maybe your neighbor has one. There's 15 million of them that has been sold. Hyundai. That's right. They did it. I've got the makes and the models. But yes, achieving the 15 million vehicle sales is no small fleet, as you know, a feat. They got to do a good car. They have to do a good car. You know, word of mouth spreads quick, good and bad. Well, when they're good, they've been good. The word of mouth of you that own them have talked to your neighbors, and that word has spread 15 million times. Now, Hyundai entered the United States market back in 1986 with a single model, the subcompact Excel. Since then, folks, Hyundai has become one of the fastest growing automobile companies in the country and has expanded its product lineup to include the Tucson, Santa Fe, Palisade, the Santa Cruz, the Elantra, the Sonata, and even more models. We only have so much time. Now, in the last 11 years, Hyundai has added multiple electric and hybrid vehicles to its portfolio, including the Kona, the EV, just to name a couple, and now they're adding even more EVs. And I'm just pointing this out that, in fact, over the years, since 1986, Hyundai Motor Manufacturing in Alabama, the Alabama plant, that started in 2005, I believe, which currently employs approximately 3,400 people. And now with the Hyundai Motor Company Metaplan America plant in Bryan County, Georgia, which now is expected to open in 2025 and create 8,100 jobs. Congratulations, Hyundai. We all might have to do take it. It's time for a test drive. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What did you get? What did you buy yourself for that present that you've been wanting for many, many, many years, and you decide to pull the trigger on that present in 2022, maybe coming into 2023? Are you looking at that present right now? Are you sitting in that present called that brand new car or truck? I hope so. Share it with us. Let know what kind of car, vehicle, truck you purchased. Maybe that brand new snowmobile. Love to hear it. See, the love affair for the automobile, we need to know if you have it. Do you have the love affair for that automobile? What is it? What does it feel like? If you have it, share it with us at Auto World here. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Let us know what you purchased, what you're looking at purchasing, what you do like about it, what you don't like about it. The phone number is always, since 1992, 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex is sitting behind. He's sitting there today on a very fancy, fast chair. I think it's a 5-horsepower. It's like a go-kart desk chair. He's sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah. Oh, more power. Okay, they're jacking up the price. Why? Who is it? Ford. Is it fair? Well, we'll find out. Ford jacks up the price on the 2023 F-150 Lightning to nearly $60,000. Yep, you know, these new electric vehicles, they're coming at us hard, coming in hot. They're starting to get into the mainstream. Traction on the road, of course, as you know. We see more and more of the EVs and the EV trucks. Ford kicked off things in the EV pickup truck market with the debut of the Ford F-150 Lightning. What a great name for an EV. The F-150 Lightning, a truck that can power up your house, something that no one else did until, of course, now. We are the winners, folks. We, the consumers, are the winners. When a car company or a truck company, any kind of car company, manufacturers, does one thing that another manufacturer does not do, the other manufacturer says, oh, you raised the bar on us. I guess we're going to raise it one more notch. The Ford F-150, the Lightning, It can produce 775 pound-feet of torque and serve as a fully functional pickup. This truck has impressed customers. That's why the numbers are going. The reservation numbers, folks, you reserved a number, and then you got the truck. It sold out instantly. I mean, not instantly, but you know what I mean. It sold out. The starting price of MSRP was an affordable $40,000. Now, if you want to order one, the MSRP is $60,000. And, of course, it goes up from there according to your trim levels, what you're going to add, etc. The lucky customers to get their hands on the sold-out F-150 Lightnings originally now have a second chance at the 2023 models and expect to see a little bit more because this time the price has gone up. Basically, the real number is it's increased to $57,869, right to the penny there for you. That's a pretty good, if I'm doing my math right, isn't that like 40% from the 2022 model? Hey, a lot of you didn't even think that the Ford Lightning would even make it. Well, it has. It's coming back, 2023. And it has the very most expensive trim, the F-150 Lightning Platinum. That starting price of the Lightning Platinum trim is going to start at $98,769. Yep. Now, let's compare. Compare a truck is what we call it here on Auto World. The starting price for the 2022 Rivian R1T is $73,000. Why GMC's EV2 Hummer has an asking price of $79,995. So by comparison, you know, it looks like the F-150 doesn't seem to be as big as an obstacle, I guess, as what we thought it might be. Now, if you're still awaiting the Tesla Cybertruck, I know a few of our Auto World charter members have put orders in. They've told me this. I thank you for sharing, by the way. I do appreciate that. And whenever you share your emails with us here on Auto World, folks, it's just between you and I, period. I don't share them with anybody else. We have private rules here between you and I. That's what it's about. So the debut of the Tesla Cybertruck and Chevrolet Silverado EV is yet to hit the market, but, stay tuned right here at Auto World. When I get the dates and the numbers, I will definitely give it to you. Now, I understand that the Chevrolet Silverado EV is set around, their starting price is $41,000. Now, also I understand the Cybertruck estimated asking price starting is going to be $50,000. Yep. Now, that also, I mentioned the creature features. Remember when Ford brought out the F-150 years ago, and then they came out not a couple, but 2-3 years ago. It was a little farther back, but Ford thought that, in fact, let's drop the tailgate down, let's make it so there's a step that folds down, and then let's put a stick, a foldable stick up there, so all of us can, put our foot on the step and grab the stick and climb into the back of the bed. Well, looky there. They did it. All the patents and everything came out. They put it on the truck. But then General Motors comes along and does what? What is that tailgate on General Motors products? On the back of their pickup trucks, like a 7-piece unit. It like folds and does this dance and all that for you. And folds down again, does another dance, and folds again. I understand if you do not order a GMC or a Chevy truck with that multiple folding tailgate and just order a normal stock type tailgate and decide later that stock one fold tailgate just doesn't quite cut it for you, you have to spend $8,000 to get the multiple fold tailgate that does all of it. Does the square dancing, does the rock and roll dance, does it all. $8,000. If you put it on there when you buy the truck, it's only a $250 ad, I'd suggest it. But what I'm getting at is that not only do the manufacturers not copy, but, if you're going to do a step and a stick, we're going to, change it and we're going to do a tailgate that does that. We don't want a stick. Okay, that's a materialized product. But they also have to keep it comparable in prices. That's right, comparable in prices. So, like the F-150, that's what I'm saying, and the Cybertruck, the Chevy, they have to stay real close to the same prices. We're the winners. We're the winners of the whole entire giddy-up game that's playing with us. But overall, the prices, you can get, just keep adding those creature features on those cars, and you're going to find out that, in fact, in the trucks, We start at 41K for the Chevy EV Silverado, and then, oh, that's 41,000, but I need this, 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 this. Next thing you know, you're up to $98,000. Well, the EV2 Hummer, of course, asking price, $79,995. I know some folks right here in Boise, Idaho that says, Mark, that thing cost me $145,000. Be careful on what you add. How much do you like that monthly payment? Woo! Next week, what happened on this day in automotive history? Now, that's next week. We're going to do more of your emails next week, of course, too. But right now, it's time. Well, I thought it was time. It could be time. There it is.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, the word is new. N-E-W. New. Do you like new? Do you want new? Are you keeping your car in a new way? Like a maintenance new way? Keep it fresh. Keep the maintenance up. Keep it new. That way your car stays new. And your truck. Grab the steering wheel, folks, and drive into the new year with a new attitude.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
Happy New Year, everybody. This has been a Loose Nut production.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.